Good morning. We're continuing Chayadim, and we're starting Klal Mem Hei, which is the Chayadim says this is called Din Hichus Suda, but Din Tzar Bali Chaim. So actually, the vast majority of the siman is talking about Hichus Suda, because that's really the topic we're dealing with, is the lachas of the Suda. While he's talking about that, one of the elements of the lachas of the Suda is a person's responsibility to feed his animals. So he titles the siman as partially the halachas Suda and partially the halachas of Tzar Bali Chaim. He starts with the halachas of Tzar Bali Chaim, and I just want to give a little bit of an introduction to the halachas of Tzar Bali Chaim, which the Chayadim doesn't really elaborate that much. The Gemara has a discussion whether Tzar Bali Chaim is deraisa or derabbanan. We'll explain what the discussion is in a moment. The Gemara discusses it in the context of the mitzvah of when we see an animal which is overburdened, helping unload the animal from the burden he has. He's crushed under his burden. He's weighted down. He's sat down under the weight. He can't handle the weight. And the Torah gives a mitzvah to unload the animal. So arguably, this is a lach of Tzar Bali Chaim, where we're concerned about the pain of the animal, and we should do so. What's interesting is the Rambam, when he discusses the halachas of Tzar Bali Chaim, or the concept of Tzar Bali Chaim, in Mor Nevuchim, the Rambam brings a different pasuk. It brings the story of Bilam, who was traveling to curse Klal Yisrael on Parshas Balak, and his osin, which was carrying him, the mule which was carrying him, multiple times veered from the path, or etc., and each time he hit the animal. When the Malach presents himself to Bilam, he says, "Why did you hit your animal?" So Rambam sees that as the source for the halacha of Tzar Bali Chaim. So what's difficult to understand is the Rambam totally ignores the pasuk of the Gemara, and the Gemara does not bring that pasuk. So it's a two-way, the question is in both directions. So the standard way to explain the Rambam, and multiple Mephoshim say this, that there's two different discussions over here. One is actively causing pain to an animal, and that's clearly a deraisa, and that's the complaint that the Malach has to Bilam, that he actively caused pain to the animal. The discussion of the Gemara and Bamed Si is in a situation where the animal is in pain. Do I have a responsibility to intervene and help the animal with the pain and remove it from the situation of being in pain? I have to save it, as it were. So does this halacha that I have Tzar Bali Chaim, and that the more discusses, that might be a chiyuv d'oraisa based on this pasuk, by I have to unload the animal which is clearly being overburdened, and that's obviously not going to be comfortable for the animal. Or maybe there's other, that's financial consideration for the owner of the animal. It's not because Tzar Bali Chaim is the... So passive Tzar Bali Chaim, allowing that something to stay, remain in a state of Bali Chaim, Tzar, that might only be in a Siddur Rabbanan. But to actively cause pain to an animal, that's clearly a deraisa. Now, the Chayalim is going to bring it in the discussion of feeding your animal. Obviously, so feeding your animal is something which a person has a responsibility to take care of the animals that are under his care. And the Torah said that you have a chiyuv to make sure the animal is fed even before yourself. So a person is not allowed to eat until he feeds his animals first. So that definitely puts some level of, that's a question of a passive pain, passive Tzar Bali Chaim. And here we're saying it's an iser, and we're darshin from pasuk. But over here, there's an added element. I have responsibility. There's an added element because I have responsibility for this animal specifically. So that's just not just I'm being passive about any animal. I'm being passive about an animal which I have the responsibility to take care of it. So ownership gives me a full level of responsibility to take care of the item, to the point that if I'm not, I'm over an issa d'oraisa or mitzvah d'oraisa. We're not taking care of my animal properly. So we have three levels. We have actively causing pain to any animal, which is also deraisa. Passively ignoring the pain of the animal, which is a machlokes, whether that's deraisa or derabbanan. And an animal which is under my care, even if it's a passive situation, but my responsibility for the animal requires me to take care of the animal's pain, and if I don't, I am being without the mitzvah in the Torah. Okay, so that's the introduction. We'll see the actual language of the Chayotim in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.